that Fauci and his colleagues, they were extremely concerned that the NIH may in fact have funded this very specific Chinese lab and specifically gain of function research, into coronaviruses. According to a new Vanity Fair report just out, State Department staffers, they were warned early on not to probe the origins of the coronavirus because it would, quote, open a can of worms. Well, what in the hell went on here?
Yeah, good question. Now, here's a question that I'll throw out there, and we can talk about it coming up in our next half hour. And in fact, if you want to join us, you're welcome to be a part of the show at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And that is it possible that the coronavirus may be politically toxic long after the virus itself is not toxic? Is it possible that people like Mike Pence, who, by the way, is a good, honest, decent guy, that Mike Pence might get caught up in this whole thing, the Fauci emails, and what did they know, when did they know it, and that it might derail his possible presidential ambitions? Don't think that politicians... And I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans, too, in a 17-candidate field, might go after Mike Pence and say he knew too much about what was going on. He didn't tell the American people. He didn't level with the American people. Is it possible that what we are going to have here is a COVID-19 pandemic that is political in nature and not a scientific deal? We'll talk about that. In fact, if you want to join us, but that's what I see happening. They're going after Fauci now. And by the way, this is Republicans and Democrats and everybody. I want to talk with you about this and find out if you think that this might take down the former vice president. I'll also let you hear the vice president talk about January 6th. The vice president was out on the stump, I guess you'd say, beginning a presidential campaign, even though he hasn't announced. But he was out last night speaking, and what he said was a little underwhelming. A lot of people were hoping he would go after Trump more, and he really didn't. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 331 right now, got the traffic cams in front of me, and I just saw there's a crash on the right shoulder. Interstate 15 southbound, that's before Spring Mountain, and it's right before the off-ramp there, too. So it's very slow in the off-ramp and the right lane, the right two lanes there. And you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper back to Oakey there on Interstate 15 southbound. Also, heavy volumes on the flip side, Interstate 15 northbound past the stadium there at Hacienda. You're going to be tapping the brakes. There's an abandoned vehicle that's on the right shoulder. It's on that transition lane, leaving US 95, merging over to Interstate 15 southbound. And do look for some reduced speeds up in Summerlin, eastbound Summerlin Parkway. That's at Buffalo.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. It's being reported that Las Vegas investor Jay Bloom is leading a potential NBA ownership group that, according to Yahoo Sports, also includes former UNLV and NBA player Marcus Banks and motivational speaker Tony Robbins. According to the report, Bloom's net worth is believed to be about $1 billion. The Vegas Golden Knights find themselves down 2-0 in their series against the Colorado Avalanche, so it's essentially a must-win tonight. The series shifting from Colorado to Las Vegas. They'll be at T-Mobile Arena this evening for game number 3. Outside of just a few seats behind the benches being empty for COVID protocols, it should be a full house. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Steffen, call them right now, 702-385-2500. Tell them Kevin sent you. Or visit hutchlegal.com. A week wouldn't be a week without a visit from Clinical Carl. Carl is with us. You're up and you're on Live and Local. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. Hope you're having a good Friday.
It's
great. I
don't
mean in the religious term. I know it's past Easter, but yeah. I meant it in the definite term. Okay. Yesterday you had, I'm sorry, her name just slips my mind because she doesn't really get to me that much.
Heidi Kasama?
What's her name you have on?
Heidi Kasama?
No, Heidi, what's her name you have on?
Oh, Heidi Harris. Heidi Harris.
No, the other one.
Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com.
Megan Barth, yeah, Dr. Barth, yeah. She came across with, out of the 600,000 people who died of the coronavirus, approximately 5% died from that. Others had obesity, cancer, heart problems, and so forth. I mean, what is this? How can you let somebody with a medical knowledge of her say these things? People would have lived much longer if they hadn't caught that. That was the cause of death. People who were obese wouldn't have died. We might have lived years and years and years longer with cancer, years and years longer, and heart conditions, years and years longer. But that killed off not just 5%. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life.
Have been numbers all over the place in state after state after state where doctors admitted that, well, okay, it wasn't COVID. We just threw that in there.
In fact,
there were some reports. There were some reports, Carl, and tell me if I'm wrong on this. That supposedly states got more money depending on whether it was COVID or not COVID. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't think so. From what I understand, they can lie on their medical reports like that. Doctors and hospitals maybe put out of business if they put it down and they didn't have that disease. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. And one other point is last night or the night before, General Flynn was at a QAnon meeting, which is, I'm sure, a very wonderful meeting. And Trump had fired him almost immediately after he took office. And one of the QAnon members asked, with Marjorie Greene was there, all these brilliant people, and said to him, "What do you think about our armed revolution in this country?" And General Flynn said, "Yes, I think it might work. We need probably some kind of an armed revolution." I mean, what do you think about things like
well,
this?
Well, you know, that's why we have the Second Amendment.
You know, an armed revolution against the government?
Well, if no, yes, that's why we have a Second Amendment. We have a Second Amendment.
So crazies, yeah, but when a bunch of crazies get their guns and start shooting people,
okay, you don't want
Second
that.
But I don't think so.
Well,
huh?
Carl, I got to run because I got to hit a break here. But thanks, man. And it's also why I guess that we have the First Amendment. You know, free speech. You may not agree with a lot of the stuff that they say on the left, but we got to let them say it. Same thing on the right. I think General Flynn was wrong. I really honestly do. I don't think it's going to come to that. I think it's going to come to folks. Folks are going to figure out that what's going on the left is wrong, and wrong for America, wrong for all of us, wrong for our children and our grandchildren. And that they're going to vote the Dems out. I really honestly believe that. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. One of the things we're going to talk about coming up in our next segment, and it's the bad jobs report. It's second straight month that was way under what was expected by the so-called experts. I've never quite figured out how they do that. They always say it exceeded the expectations of the experts, or it was under what we expected. Who is they? And how do they make that determination? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. In fact, do it right now. Pick up the phone and call them. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. I want to get to Mike Pence because I promised I would. This was Mike Pence last night and a speech. A lot of folks were wondering, was he going to come out and really get after the former president, his boss, Donald J. Trump? He did not. Here's a quick montage of Mike Pence last night and his speech that a lot of people think he kind of soft-pedaled past criticizing the former president. This was Mike Pence last night.
As I said that day, January 6th was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift action of the Capitol Police and federal law enforcement, violence was quelled. The Capitol was secured. And that same day, we reconvened the Congress and did our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office. And I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day.
Yeah, guess not. People wanted to hang him, and nothing was happening. I mean, that was a difficult day. That's one of those days that you say, whew. And by the way, it could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot worse. I also want to get to John Boehner though, because John Boehner. This is big stuff. He's a former House Speaker. Was on with Bill Hemmer this morning. He's promoting a book. They're all promoting a book. Let's go to cut two real quick. See if we can squeeze this in. This is John Boehner, the former House Speaker. The Democrats are trying to pass an infrastructure bill. They met again. The two sides met again. The president and the I guess the Mitch McConnell representative, if you will, in negotiating this thing. But that they can't, they know, the Democrats now know they cannot pass this without Republican votes. This was John Boehner earlier this morning on Fox News Channel.
Headline, Politico, all right? Biden can't quit infrastructure talks. Progressives are losing their minds, they write. The White House has worked to keep its liberal base happy. How much longer can it last? With a question mark there. You have herded the cats for years. How do you see this breaking today?
Well, I think the best opportunity for President Biden to get an infrastructure deal is to find common ground with Republicans, whatever that might be. I'm not sure that the President Biden and Democrats can pass an infrastructure bill on their own. The things that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want are not the things that moderate Democrats in either House or Senate want. And so I think his best pass forward is to come to some agreement with Republicans on a big infrastructure package. Infrastructure has always been the most bipartisan issue on Capitol Hill. If you can't pull it off on infrastructure, you're probably not going to pull it off anywhere else.
But if you quit Republicans, then you have to deal with progressives, as you know. I've sliced this onion 100 different ways. I think the path forward is really, really complicated. Do you think, as of today, it even happens?
Well, I think there's a reasonable chance it could happen. But again, I'll say this. If they don't get it done with Republicans, there won't be a bill. I don't see how they get much of anything done. Bill, we had a 50-50 election. Joe Biden narrowly won the Electoral College. You had a 50-50 Senate, and the Democrats have barely a majority in the House. This is not a prescription for one-party government. There's no mandate here for one party to do anything.
He's right. This is not a mandate by any stretch of the imagination, and this big, broad, sweeping change of how we do things in America, how we do energy, how do we do, you know, elections, how do we do anything? I mean, if this were a parliamentary deal, we'd be having elections all the time. You know, like Israel. I guess all I'm saying is the idea that there is any kind of a mandate for a Green New Deal or for H.R. 1 or for immigration policy or anything, there just isn't a mandate for it. You cannot tell me that just because Kamala Harris can cast a deciding vote that we turn upside down our entire government. You just can't do it. That's why in places like Israel, you have coalition governments where even some Bernie Sanders people would end up voting with, you know, conservatives. That's what's so bizarre about this whole Democrat thing that's going on right now. I mean, it really honestly is. And I'm going to tell you, it is sad that that's what we have come to. It is sad. That's the way the Democrats want to do it, and the idea of reconciliation, of using reconciliation to fundamentally change how we do things in America, it just doesn't make sense at all. Coming up, oh by the way, top of the hour, one of the early risers, I call them the early risers. They are the politicians who are running for office, and they're not going to wait for the calendar to touch 2022. They're out there right now. They have declared, and they're talking issues. We're going to have one of them on here in just a few minutes, top of the hour. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader. He is a homeless activist. He is, believe it or not, he's a comedian, and he's pretty funny. He's really fun. Jesse Turner will join us at the top of the hour. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. College graduates are responsible in part for a knowledge crisis regarding basic civic literacy in the United States. That, according to a recent survey, it revealed that less than half of college graduates surveyed knew the term lengths of U.S. senators and representatives. Now, does this lack of knowledge have lasting impacts on retirement planning? For answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, financial knowledge, pretty important.
You know, an alarming stat I saw the other day, 70% of millennials, and I think that when millennials go up to age 35, Steve, I don't even know where they are there, but 70% of them favor socialism. That's worrisome. That means they don't understand true financial planning and real financial and capitalism. Without capitalism, we're all going to be in the same boat. It's like communism. They just call it socialism now. Keep this in mind, folks. If everyone is rich, everyone is poor. Porsche only makes a certain number of cars every year. They can't make 150 million Porsches, right? So
right.
We have to have the true knowledge of the financial world. Depending on others is not a good thing. So we need to put together our own plan as we get to retirement. Very important to make sure that we understand our own financial situation so that we can educate and show our children and grandchildren the power of positive thinking, the power of thinking on our own, the power of not depending on anyone but ourselves. You can depend on your own retirement plan if you get a retirement income strategy put in place. I call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. So many people don't have one of these. If you have a lump sum in a 401k, let's see what that lump sum could translate into as far as a lifetime income you can never outlive that does not depend on the market going up. For you to have a safe and comfortable retirement. The next 10 people, I'll do this for you at no cost or obligation. We've seen others charge over $1,000 for this.
Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, one of the things that we're going to talk about with Jesse Turner coming up top of the hour is the Dr. Fauci connection with China. And more people, as more and more of these emails come out, that were dropped, gosh, first of the week, last week. And the more that we go through them, the more reasons why Dr. Fauci must go. I think it's going to be interesting to see if Democrats turn on Dr. Fauci. I mean, this is one of those instances where sometimes the role reversal is kind of funny to look at. I mean, no, it really honestly is. The whole notion that Dr. Fauci, remember when he said you don't need to wear masks, then you do need to wear masks. It has been fascinating to watch the change. I mean, it's like a Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, it honestly is. And it's going to be interesting to see if Democrats turn on him. I mean, Biden, he's a part of Biden's team. And are they are the Democrats going to simply abandon him, or are they going to support him? Now you'll notice you don't get a lot of play on MSNBC and CNN for ousting him from the team. You know, essentially, just firing him. Or will he late on a Friday resign? Because these emails aren't going anywhere. These emails are just leading to more questions. And we haven't even got the bulk of them out. We're still looking at emails. And it's really sad what is happening. But I'll ask Jesse Turner. Jesse Turner is an interesting candidate. There are not usually a lot of people in line to run against a well-funded incumbent. And that's what Dina Titus is.